February 2nd. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, and see a list of the guests and their websites. You may also see the RBN calendar by going to republicbroadcasting.org and clicking on upcoming interviews and events. It's on the right-hand side of the page. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com. As you know, RBN is conducting a pledge drive to raise money to expand their programming to a much wider audience. And it makes it a lot easier to share what you know with your friends by using RBN. Let the voices of RBN be your vehicle to teach those that you cannot reach. You can facilitate this by contributing to the pledge drive and or by supporting RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website. Be a part of the solution and participate in the expansion of truth by making a donation or a purchase today. Make part of that purchase some RBN business cards or bumper stickers. You may also support RBN by subscribing to the archives at republicbroadcasting.org. My guests this hour are with the Naperville Smart Meter Awareness Group. It is composed of individuals who have united to fight against the installation of smart meters in their community. This group is a model for what others around the country should do to fight the insidious local and state corporate governments who are collaborating with profit-seeking corporations who promote, manufacture, and install limited-life smart meters, replacing safe analog meters which last from 25 to 30 years. This is about profits and government control over our lives. Smart meters are dangerous to one's health, more expensive, and function as a surveillance device under the control of expanding federal, state, and local governments. My guests are Kim Bendis and Jennifer Stahl. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you. I've spoken with Kim before, many times, in fact, just about 10 minutes ago. But Jennifer, I've never spoken to you. I think we've exchanged emails.
Right.
And your website is NapervilleSmartMeterAwareness.org, and there's lots of good information there. I was so hopeful that when you passed the petition around and got what you felt were a significant number of signatures opposing smart meter installation, I thought, wow, this is great. They are working so hard. This is bound to pay off. And I was so distressed when I saw in the newspaper that these so-called representatives in your community have decided to delegitimize some of those signatures.
You know what, Deanna, we were really disappointed as well, though we somewhat expected it. So we are moving forward, actually, and as of earlier this week, the motion to file a petition at the appellate level was accepted. And that is great news for our area because we are moving outside of DuPage County, which means that at the appellate level, they will be able to review the entire case and really see that the residents that went around, spent their time circulating the petition and garnered 4,200 signatures, that due process was followed, that as residents, there are a significant number, a large amount of people who want to vote on how their tax dollars are being spent.
Certainly. I mean, it is, after all, their money.
Absolutely.
All righty. We do have to go to a 3-minute break. We will be right back with Kim and Jennifer after a word from our sponsors.
Brax
slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back. Our guests this hour are Kim Bendis and Jennifer Stahl, and their website is NapervilleSmartMeterAwareness.org. And Naperville is in, suburb of Chicago, a western suburb of Chicago. And they have a little bit different kind of a situation in Naperville, in that the company, the energy company that services much of Illinois, does not service Naperville. What is the situation there?
We are we're a municipality, and we are part of a conglomeration of cities that are partnering in something called the IMEA, which is the Illinois Municipal Electric Association. And so we, in essence, Naperville owns its own power, which is a terrific place to be, and should involve all residents, input from all residents. However, what's happening in our town is that our city council is acting as a utility board, and therefore having a potential conflict of interest, because instead of being representatives of the people, they are now acting as a utility board, which then puts us in direct conflict on this particular issue regarding the policy that they want to institute in Naperville surrounding the smart meters.
Right.
So that is why we are really coming together as a community and encouraging other communities around the country to educate themselves surrounding what you've mentioned, Deanna, on your previous shows about the health issues, the security issues, the cost overrun when it comes to time of use pricing. Experts in each of those fields are very clear in saying that these are significant risks. And as residents, we have a right to know, and we have a right to say no. And that's our continued message based on credible data, and which is why when our council stopped listening, we really went forward and said, well, you know what, we are going to use the democratic process and really engage residents and get their opinion. Because bottom line is, if we can vote on this issue and Naperville residents don't want to fund this project, then we feel that that's a loud and clear message to the city in terms of how we should spend our tax dollars. And right. And it seems a very reasonable approach to take. And so when there's been such pushback from a concerted effort to really try and bump this question off the ballot, quite frankly, it raised even more questions, because we figured, and the feedback we're getting from the community is, you know, what's the harm of having a non-binding referendum question for residents to vote on? The overall feeling from residents has been, then there must be something really wrong with these meters if the question is being so violently opposed.
Yes, and speaking of violence, a lot of the members of your group have attended council meetings and have actually been forcibly silenced.
That has definitely been our experience. And it's something that, again, you know, both Jennifer and I have different stories on how we came into this issue, but we came in as regular residents. And just when I became aware of what a smart meter was, And again, we're not contesting the smart grid, and that's where it's really important for residents to really listen to the language that either their utility or their local governance is using, because they tend to interchange those two concepts. And really what we're saying is the smart grid is fine. That's, you know, if you want to put the cable underground, we have no problem with that. You don't need smart meters to do that, and you can do a safer solution. And so one of the things that most recently that your listeners may be interested in is, as of January 19th, so of just last week, the American Academy of Environmental Medicine came out with a very strong statement advising and opposing residents to oppose the installation of wireless smart meters on all homes and schools based on the scientific assessment of the current medical literature.
And this now, what group was this?
This is the American Academy of Environmental Medicine.
Okay.
And you can see their actual statement on www.aaemononline.com. So www.aaemonline.org. And so this represents the first national physicians group that have come out and publicly, specifically talked about smart meters in this case, as well as wireless technology in general. And so again, if experts in the medical field are saying that the compounded effect of radiation is affecting human physiology, it makes sense to pause. And as someone in the medical background, as a nurse practitioner, I tend to want to err on the side of precaution when experts in the field are looking at the research, studying, and quite frankly, seeing people in the general population who are suffering, and advocate for those folks.
Right.
And same as in terms of the democratic process. I mean, that's really what this comes down to, is whether or not, you know, every issue is strong in terms of raising questions of health, security, finance. But it all falls under the umbrella of freedom of choice and the protection of our civil liberties.
Right. And you've been working within the medical community to become more aware of the emerging health issues, and you've also have a large representation in your group of other specialists, other people who have other concerns other than just health. Not just health, but other than health.
Sure.
I mean, there's the surveillance issue. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of things, just the cost alone. Those screeners
right.
only last about 5 years.
Right. And that is, and again, I mean, I just had a computer that broke down, and it's only 5 years old. The whole concept in the field of technology of product obsolescence is something that I think we should take heed of. And in light of how smart meters work in a mesh network, it's wireless, it's outdoors. We're in Chicago. It's the Windy City. It's snowing and so on and so forth. So the fact that just the overall cost of maintenance and needs to be accounted for. And those are numbers that we're still not able to really
obtain from the city. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and I would add that they say that the project is a $22 million project, and I believe that Jeff Perkins, a resident of Naperville who had been on your show previously, had covered quite a bit of that, and he's done an excellent job of reviewing the city's request for proposal and the business plan and the business case that they used to basically sell this whole project to our council, who, as Kim had pointed out, is essentially the board of directors for our utility. They make all the financial decisions, and they're the ones that voted to move forward with this program, $22 million expense, in order to put this grid and these meters on every home in Naperville. And they were basically sold a really nice bill of goods in this very well-written document, which was written in part by and actually hired by our city, our utility, to help put this business plan together to say, here's how great this is, here's how it will benefit Naperville, here's how it will benefit their bottom line. And when you go through, and it's available on the city's website, we always encourage everyone to go out and get the city's perspective and why it is that they feel this is so important for us to have. It's naperville.il.us, and up in the upper right-hand corner, they have a Naperville Smart Grid Initiative, NSGI. They have their websites, and they have plenty of documentation on there. And if you don't see the other side of it, I can see why people would be very, you know, pleased. Oh, this sounds so great. I mean, it looks beautiful. How wonderful. But when you actually dig into it, and we had to request through Freedom of Information Act to get the documentation that supported their sources on how they said that this was going to be so financially beneficial to the bottom line of Naperville's electric utility and to the bottom line of customers and the ratepayers and their bills, it actually is, it's really disappointing. They're putting hard dollar values on what are truly soft benefits from a management perspective. When you put hard dollar values on a soft benefit like greenhouse gas emissions, that is really a poor business case in our mind, in our perspective. We had reviewed many of the benefits that were touted in there, and the hard benefits include actually loss of jobs, where they're going to eliminate the meter readers, which is very ironic because the fact that the so-called $22 million project is being funded in part by 50% of it from the federal a federal grant through the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, also known as the stimulus bill, which was supposed, the whole premise of that was to provide jobs, to create jobs in America. And, I mean, ironically, of course, that's being borrowed because, of course, our federal government has no money, so they're borrowing that to infiltrate and to put it so all of America, anybody listening here, has helped to pay for Naperville to put these meters onto every home, and people don't even necessarily need it or want it.
Right. All righty, we're going to a three-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
The Self-Reliance Expo is coming to the Mesquite Convention Center February 10th and 11th. The keynote presenter is Mike Adams, the health ranger and editor-in-chief of naturalnews.com. Come and hear what more than 3.2 million people read about from Mike Adams every month. Mike will be speaking on survival nutrition, how to choose foods and supplements that will keep you alive and healthy. Hourly education workshops and presentations will be taking place each day at the Self-Reliance Expo. Classes include cooking essentials by Sun Ovens, personal protection, home defense, canine demonstrations, homeschooling, learn to suture by Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy, and how to build underground structures. This is one expo that is a must for all ages. There will be prize giveaways and drawings, exhibitor awards, and much more. For more information, go to selfrelianceexpo.com. Like us on Facebook and save $2 when buying your tickets online. Kids 12 and under are free. Tickets valid for both days, so bring the whole family. selfrelianceexpo.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Welcome back. Our guests this hour are Kim Bendis and Jennifer Stahl. And you were talking about the stimulus package, and of course when the federal government gets involved in any kind of local or state anything, then they pretty much have a handle or a hand in everything, every decision regarding that particular issue. So it's just, it isn't just the local government. This is federal because they're using federal money.
Right.
But they don't. Yeah.
Right. Well, and I think to bring the conversation, you just kind of put it in context, too. All the debates that are going around the country regarding the smart meters that are going in California, Maine, I mean, really across the country.
Yes.
Maine, you know, had the first legal ruling that allowed residents to opt out and keep their analog meters. California just ruled that same opt-out opportunity on February 1st, so yesterday. They ruled that Californians who want to opt out and keep their analog meters should have that opportunity. Again, this is it's federally supported. However, the Energy Act of 2005, the language in there is very clear when they state that a working hypothesis where the utilities are able to offer time of use pricing. They're able to offer metering devices, so the smart meters that will allow for time of use pricing, with the caveat that it is an opt-in program where residents have to give their consent. So ratepayers, and it is very clear in that language. If you want to look for it, you can look for the Energy Act of 2000, the Energy Policy Act of 2005. It is
Section 1252, I believe it is.
Yep, Section 12. I think it's 1254. It's on page 370 through page 374. It starts at the bottom of the page, and it's titled Smart Metering. And so again, even the federal government is not mandating this. These are being marketed as a mandated project by utility policy, utility corporations who are in partnership with local governments. And really at the bottom line, we were closed before the break. We were talking about finances and again, this is not a group of Naperville residents' personal opinions. These are experts who have looked at the data. For instance, Attorney General George Jepson in February of 2011 came out with...
In the state of Connecticut.
In Connecticut,
yep.
Yes. He is the Attorney General for Connecticut, and he has said that after pilot results, after they conducted pilot results, they showed, the pilot results showed no beneficial impact on total energy use. And he is quoted as saying, the savings that were seen in the pilot were limited to certain types of customers and would be far outweighed by the cost of installing the new meter system. That is echoed by our own Lisa Madigan in Chicago, who is the Attorney General, who also has said, wrote a great article in the Chicago Trib in the summer of 2011 titled, An Experiment Too Expensive for Consumers. The data's there. There's another article in Money, this is Money, I believe, in the UK, and their title is Smart Meters May Not Have Much Effect on Energy Consumption. And so our question continues to be, as Naperville residents, is why would our city want to move forward when around the country, and here's an article from the UK and Canada, why would we want to move forward when there are so many areas that are, I'm sorry, UK's not in Canada, that are saying that this is, you know, guys, wake up, this is not a good idea. We're seeing it on the ground. It's not working.
Right. And I'd like to add, too, that there are studies that are being conducted like they did in Connecticut, where they actually do pilot programs. They actually install meters on people's homes and monitor and do, you know, get progress reports and surveys and those sorts of things. Studies over in Europe by universities where they're actually like the environmental science departments within universities, which you would tend to think that those would be very, you know, oh, they push this as being a very green initiative. And I'm all for all sorts of green initiatives, you know, to make people aware of their consumption, you know, give people information. These studies are showing that they're causing... Well, the people actually have a high rate of recidivism. They initially get the information and they think, oh wow, you know, I can conserve energy. I can save money on my electric bill if I turn off all the lights in the house when I'm not, you know, when I don't need them. They do basic things, but it showed clearly after 7 months, most people who had made a change in their behavior, which of course ultimately that is all that anybody can do. A smart meter can't save you any money. You personally have to change your behaviors and reduce your energy consumption in order for you to save money on your electric bill. And that's what they keep marketing this to people as a huge savings, that, oh, you're going to save all this money because you have a smart meter. Well, no, you're not, actually. In some cases, we're seeing that people's bills are going through the roof. And again, the study back in Europe showed that people just went back to their old ways. They went back to their old ways. And unfortunately, what we're seeing is, and what I am concerned about in Naperville, they have made all of these opportunities for opting in. Again, it's an opt-in program, and they're not really allowing people to opt into the smart meter. They're forcing everybody to have the smart meter, and then they can opt into these programs. But we are concerned that they're going to change everybody to time of use pricing, and I can explain more about that.
Sure. All righty, we will be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsor.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guests this hour are Kim Bendis and Jennifer Stahl, and their website is NapervilleSmartMeterAwareness.org. And you may also go to my calendar page, and the week of October 24th, there are some sample letters there. If you live in Illinois, there are some people that you need to write to and with their addresses and whatnot, and it's important that you do opt out of this program, because if you don't opt out, you're basically giving them your consent to do, to put a smart meter on your home.
Right, and I want to add a little bit clarification there. Our city is using the term opt out to correlate that with a actual workaround. So there, people that are signing up for what the city is calling an opt out, they're agreeing to paying a punitive extortion cost for a smart, it's a meter. It's still a wireless. It's still a smart meter. It's still collecting data
on a real time basis.
On a real time basis, and it, but it has a wired component. So what we're advocating, actually, is that you keep your analog meter. And so Naperville has, even though the electoral or the petition has not been resolved regarding the referendum question on the March ballot, it's still in process, and they have continued to move forward and are installing at a rate of 300 homes or so a day. And residents are saying no. Courageous Naperville residents have said we do not want them, and there have been multiple articles where then they are at one particular resident was told that she was going to be threatened with fees and court cases,
mm-hmm.
And that has not come to fruition. What we are seeing is a very positive response to residents just saying, just putting a sign on their door and clearly marking their meter, saying that with a sticker or piece of paper that says, do not install a smart meter. And the United Partners of America, who are their non-certified electricians, they are
technicians
who have been contracted to install the meters, are heeding those
warnings and notices.
And notices, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Good. I mean, after all, they are on private property.
Right.
And certainly they should heed those warning signs.
We're having a real difficult time with that, unfortunately, because the city has written its ordinances as such that they use the ordinances to their benefit to say, we own the meters, we have the right to access the meter, we have the right to change the meter, we have the right to dictate what type of meter you have. We, of course, argue that, you know, the meter I have works just fine, and you and your own city reports, annual reports, indicate that this meter already is 99.95% effective. When I have argued that when I signed up for electric service on my home, that I agreed for you to deliver power to me, and I agreed you to pay for it. I agreed to pay you for it, and we have, why is that agreement being breached? Because at this time, you're intending to monitor my electric usage at a real-time basis and retain it indefinitely. And this is clearly stated within the city's customer Bill of Rights and within another document that they've created for us to try to attempt to make us feel comfortable with this. This is called the Customer Privacy and Advocacy Handbook. And as far as we can tell, many other utilities and municipalities are looking at Naperville for how they've been given accolades how they are protecting us and looking out for our privacy rights. And clearly, it's not really worth the paper that's written on.
Right. Now, this city council, is there anybody on the city council that is at least open to listening to anything that you have to say?
Absolutely. We have one staunch supporter of ours since the spring of last year. Initially, all the city council voted unanimously to move forward with this project. I believe it was in the fall of 2010. And when it wasn't until there were some people in the community before and Kim and I ever came on board to make a statement that we were asleep at the wheel, which is most of what Naperville residents are, and it's not meant to be an insult. It's just reality. People are busy with their lives, but it's not until something slaps you in the face and you say, "Hey, you know, people are getting sick from these meters. You know, they're monitoring your electric usage in real time. Look at what's happening around the world with this just controversy." And when the city council all agreed to vote in favor of this, they were none aware that this was happening. And that's, I think it was by design that the contracted company, West Monroe Partners, who the city is contracted to help them write their business case so that they could get the grant from the federal government to pay for these meters to go in every single home and business and church in our city. This council wasn't aware. I'm sure that nobody ever told them that there was something going on. They just, oh yeah, everybody's doing it. They're sheeple, just like the rest of us. And it wasn't until those of us came to them and we said in front of city council meetings and explained to them, this is what's happening around the world. This is a problem. This is a risk. Why are you taking on this risk? What's it for? Your so-called benefits just really don't add up when you take on a different additional risk. I've always said from the beginning, you're robbing from Peter to pay Paul, and it just doesn't even make sense. There are so many other opportunities out there for people who want to have information and data to conserve their energy, and why on earth should our utility or our city be paying for it when people don't even ask? They haven't even asked for it. And what has happened since then is we've asked them individually to come to the table, and there were almost all of them did come to the table and sat down with, obviously I can't explain it to you in my 3-minute limit during my public forum, during our city council meetings to explain to you, please let us explain to you why you're being lied to. and why you've been led down a path to, and you've been sold a really nice, you know, swampland in Florida. And many of them were very intrigued. They were interested. They ran with the data back to the utility and said, this is what they say. And they, of course, said, no, don't worry. It's okay. It's fine. And we've had only one city councilman who has come out publicly stating that he has made a mistake. He wishes he could take back his vote. And his
Who is that?
That is Councilman Doug Krause. And he has become a supporter of ours and has indicated that we have not been given due process in many ways. There was a lack of due diligence on the part of those that were given the city council the information. And the city manager continues to stand behind it. The Department of Public Utilities director continues to stand behind the program. The community relations manager continues to stand behind the program. I think they've all been trained very well by the consulting firm, public relations firm in Chicago, Jaskolka Turman, who stated in their proposal to the city that you need to be ahead of the game. You're going to market to the uninformed and disengaged residents. I'd be happy to provide you with the information. We'll cut and paste the picture of this proposal that they said, and this is the one that the city signed. The council signed this contract with them, and they said, we are going to the market to the vast majority of the clientele is uninformed and disengaged, and the others are considered, these Tea Party people or these other residents that are going to speak out, and we can help you with how to quell the discontent. Discontent. It was written right in there. It's just very, very disappointing to see that they would sign a contract with somebody who was thinking, why are these things so important? It just doesn't even make sense. They're just not important. And there isn't the benefits they're showing. They're, in fact, showing where people are having these on their homes. One of the things I really wanted to throw out there, too, was Naperville is not forcing at this time, and I say, repeat, at this time, Naperville is not forcing people into time-of-use pricing. Time-of-use pricing is a variable rate. Currently, we pay a flat rate of about 8 cents a kilowatt hour, regardless of the day of time that you, time of day you use it. The city is going to offer time-of-use pricing to people at where in the middle of the day, say about from 11 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night, you will have to pay a higher rate, but you will pay a much lower rate in the off times, kind of like free nights and weekends. So right now they're not going to force people into that, but we are seeing around the country in other municipalities similar to ours, they are being forced into time-of-use pricing. And I am very concerned that at some point down the road, either the federal government may make it down that path or our own utility may come to the point where they decide, we're just going to have to go to time-of-use pricing. And now we're going to be messed up. We're going to have to pay three. And our own Department of Public Utilities electric director had indicated that they anticipate that the price for the middle of the day will be 3 to 4 times the current rate. And so we're talking 24 to 32 cents to use your electricity between 11 o'clock in the morning and 11 o'clock at night.
Which then affects businesses.
Yeah.
Who can't shift their energy. So, again, three points that this is being marketed on is that it's going to save the consumer money because you will have the choice to shift your electric use. And, again, it sounds good on the front end, but when I know in our family we shift everything we can. We do our laundry at night. We do our dishes at night.
But do you do it after 11 o'clock at night?
Who's even up at that time?
Right. But the question becomes, even if you are ones who are changing behavior, because really, I mean, it is important that we are efficient, and so we are proponents of being energy efficient. Again, if your refrigerator or your air conditioning is what's pulling the most electricity, you can't shift that. And so, the loaded language that, fills the marketing sheet of choice and savings, you've got to read the fine print. And every single area, whether it be financial, security, health, the claims aren't measuring up. Pike Research has said that without since there is no end-to-end encryption, your data is insecure. The GAO, the Government Accountability Office, has said one of the key challenges that they find regarding securing smart grid systems, they list six things. One of them is that the utilities are focusing too much on compliance instead of comprehensive security. They also state that the electric industry does not have an effective mechanism for sharing information on cybersecurity. So it's communication problems. There's a lack of security features being built into certain smart grid systems. And then there's no metrics for evaluating cybersecurity, as well as there's no regulations. So, again, it begs the question of why are we throwing these in every community and slapping them on at every home and mandating them when there's not a clear plan on keeping them secure? There's not a clear plan in terms of are they truly cost-effective? I've had a council member state to me directly that, you know, when it comes to, you know, I've said I would jump on the bandwagon and start promoting smart meters. I just want to know what the return on investment is. What is the, how is this going to be a positive investment for me? And he said, you know what, there is no positive return on investment, but that does not mean we shouldn't invest. This is going to be a really good, this is really good for our community.
It's what a waste.
Energy.
That
it's going
is so
to save.
Stupid. I can't
and,
believe it.
Right. And this is,
these are our community leaders, and oh, by the way, the board of our directors of our utility. And who, and with ComEd, imagine ComEd is Naperville, or I'm sorry, Chicagoland, the northern half of Illinois, 3.8 million customers or something, and who's to say that they're not going to go down the same path and force people to time of use pricing? What do you mean it's good for them? Why don't they work on investing? Naperville was kind of targeted because this our program is cheap compared to some of the other programs where they've been given millions, tens of millions, $100 million to some communities to put in the smart meter programs. And ours was nothing, $11 million from the DOE. And the reason that they picked Naperville was because our system is so robust. I give Naperville a ton of credit. They've put in and made our system very reliable. We really have, you know, I know ComEd, a lot of ComEd customers, every time the wind blows, their power goes out. That just doesn't happen here in Naperville. We had in the fiscal year of 2010, people had an average outage time of 18 minutes. Last year, they had an average outage of 30 minutes. I can tell you right now, we don't need any more. I shouldn't say that. I'm not an electrical engineer. I don't really know whether or not we need more infrastructure upgrades. We support it for our infrastructure upgrades that actually make sense and have value. Our understanding is only about $3 million of the $22 million actually has to do with real, true infrastructure upgrades, the system, subsystem automation, distribution automation, all of those sorts of things. Great, fine, do that. It doesn't have anything to do with my house, and you don't need to know at my home all of that minute-to-minute / quote-unquote real-time, near real-time usage data in order to improve the amount of distribution to our homes. It doesn't even make sense. And what's going to happen with ComEd, we don't know. Are they actually going to upgrade and try and make those things more reliable, the whole system more reliable? According to the, what is it, Black and Veatch study, Kim? That's the Black and Veatch study of these whoever consultants that was hired to evaluate the ComEd data of the ComEd pilot that was being conducted in Oak Park, Illinois, and surrounding suburbs and nearby Chicago sub areas. Basically, they really didn't have a whole lot to go on, but they're saying that their benefits is so that they can hit up the deadbeats and cut off their power remotely, thereby reducing the risk of physical harm by sending someone to someone's house to say, I'm cutting off your power because you're a deadbeat and you haven't paid your bill. If that's the reason that you're going to put in smart meters, that just doesn't even make sense.
Well, it seems to me that it's just a tyrannical kind of a tactic and more government interference, when mm-hmm. in fact it should be the citizens who are surveilling the government to see what the heck they're doing. I mean, mm-hmm. we hired these people to represent us, and it seems that they are all representing them, whether you're talking about the local governments or the state governments or the federal government. These These government officials are representing the best interest of the corporations, and the corporations who are designing these things and putting them in are going to be the benefactors. And as you say, you know, it certainly seems good at first, but then as you go down the road, it's going to be just an awful thing. It's an awful thing health-wise, surveillance-wise, and they can cut off your power if for any reason whatsoever.
Well, and that's where, you know, we want to close this conversation on a positive action plan note, is that as residents become educated, you become empowered. And so we really encourage everyone to become educated so that they can be empowered to be moved to action, because that is how we will be the accountability. We are the government. We the people are the government, and we have the influence to say no, and then to have our representatives listen, because that's
all
what
right.
it takes.
Kim, we'll be back in 3 minutes, and we have 4 minutes when we come back.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers, and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products, along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Our guests this hour have been Kim Bendis and Jennifer Stahl, and we have about 4 minutes. You've done a lot of really positive things. You are moving ahead. You have filed the other suit. You are just moving. You filed the federal lawsuit on December 31st, I think that you're getting more support. More people are waking up. So tell me about the disposition of the petition.
I'll talk about that. A quick recap. We filed on November 15th. We submitted a petition for referendum to get a question on the ballot, which is non-binding, which means it, even if it passes, the city actually doesn't even have to follow through. It just offers the opportunity for every voter to say whether or not they would like to stop permanently and immediately stop the implementation of the smart meter program within the city of Naperville and remove all the related equipment to the smart meters. The question was submitted and an objection was filed on the very last minute of opportunity on December 27th by a single resident within Naperville, a 70-year-old man named Bill Daw. And we had to go through a process in through our electoral board within the city of Naperville, which consists of three people. One is the mayor, one is the senior-most council member, Douglas Krause, and then the city clerk, who is the city employee. Now, obviously, this is a city program, so the city employees and city council members who have supported the program are overseeing this objection process and have to decide whether or not this person's objection can be upheld or not. And he brought forward multiple relatively ridiculous, actually, objections, and only one of them was stuck, and the objection was upheld by our electoral board. Unfortunately, the process by which they upheld the objection was inappropriate, inaccurate, and maybe almost called illegal according to the state electoral law, according to our attorney. So we, therefore, were not given due process, and they basically said that we didn't have enough valid signatures, that they weren't registered voters, and it exceeded the number of signatures that we needed to be required to get the signature on the ballot by approximately 124 signatures short, according to them. However, they did never order the binder check, which is something that's a normal process where all parties are present. You actually go through line by line, each signature. Each party has an opportunity to agree or disagree, and then we would have an opportunity to attempt to resurrect and say, you know, the reason this is a valid signature is because of X. The electoral board never ordered a proper binder check, and that is why our attorney appealed the decision in circuit court in DuPage up in Wheaton. And a Judge Bonnie Wheaton there did no review in advance of the evidence, held a hearing that lasted an hour and 20 minutes, and made a decision to uphold the electoral board's decision at that point. And we now have filed an appeal within the appellate court, which is out in Elgin. And the appellate court has agreed to review, and the process will take about 3 weeks at minimum into late February. But we still have an opportunity to try to get the vote, the ballot, get the question onto the ballot. So we're encouraging all Naperville residents not to vote until March 20th. Don't do the early voting. Unfortunately, early voters will not have an opportunity to answer the question. We do have up until it can be, according to court order, our attorney has advised, a judge can even still authorize and require election commissions to put the question on the ballot and be made available to all the voters on March 20th, you know, right up until that date. So.
Okay. And if people want to donate to this cause, I think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Just go to NapervilleSmartMeterAwareness.org. Scroll down. There's a donate button there. Mm-hmm. And this isn't just about Naperville. This is about all of us.
Absolutely.
So. All righty. Thanks, ladies, for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
All righty. Bye-bye. Take care.